Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on,
suit on,
looking like a dapper dog,
giving a microphone,
dressed
like a $1 million,
diamond things in his cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh,
yeah. Everybody out there listening to me. Together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Today, it's real simple. For everybody that's trying to become successful on any level, in any arena, any genre, I don't care what it is, if you're trying to be successful, this message is for you. Let me help you understand something real clear. You ain't going to make it the way you want to, and you're not going to make it to the heights that's fully out there and available for you without God. I'm just going to keep it real simple and clean for you today. You're not going to make it the way you want to, and you're not going to get to the heights that's available to you without God. You have to get this through your head. Now, listen to me. You can try it if you want to, because I did. I'm here to tell you, I am talking purely from experience here. You can try it without God, and you can see how far you can get. Now, will you have some measures of success? Of course you will. Will it feel like days like you might make it? Of course you will. Of course, without a doubt. But let me ask you a question, though. What you going to do about them days when you feel like you ain't going to make it? What you going to do about them days when you feel like giving up? When you going to do about them days where it feel like there are no answers to your questions? What you going to do about them days? What you going to do about them days when everybody laughing at you and turning against you? What you going to do about them days when you just don't see no way through it? What you going to do about them days? Oh, see, I got the sunshine. You know, sunshine, cool. Everybody got friends when it's sunny outside. You want some friends? Hit the lotto. You want to get rid of them friends? Go ask for some help. You want some friends? Hit the lotto. You want to get rid of some people? Go ask for some help. Man, I'm talking about, man, they scatter like roaches when lights come on. I'm trying to tell you. So now here we go again. You can do this without God now, cause I've done it, and you can have yourself some measure of success. But I want to let me even hip you to a little bit closer though. Let me tell you why you are doing it without God and having some measure of success. Can I tell you why? Because of God's grace and mercy to us. Because of his grace and mercy trying to keep us in spite of ourselves for the real mission that he really got for us. See, that's the truth of the matter now. Now what we talking about now, Steve. See, so yeah, you can do it without God, and you can have some measure of success without God. And yeah, you know, you got your little degree and everything, or you completed the program, got all that, yada, yada, yada. But don't you know something? It's because of God's grace and mercy that he helps us anyway, even when we ain't asking for help, when he bails us out anyway, when we ain't even asking to be bailed out. You know why? Because he loves us that much, that he would allow us to exist until we get our mind together where he could take us where he really trying to take us. But now let me tell you something, though. Let's get this real straight and clear today. You can do this without God if you want to. But I am telling you, to get to where you really want to be and to be all that God has for you, you got to have God. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. And let me tell you this here. I don't really care what nobody done told you. Are you listening to me? I don't care what they say. Don't get this thing twisted. They got these people out here talking about they Illuminatis and all this here. Man, don't listen to me. Don't get caught in this mess. Don't get caught in no foolishness. You were created by God. God created you and your soul. We were all created in his image. All of us. Don't get to talking about you finna cut a deal with the devil and all. You ain't cut no deal with nobody, man. The devil don't do deals. He one-sided. I'm taking you to hell. You going to hell. You're burning hell. That's his deal. I want your soul. I want you to lose hope. I want you to take your life. I want you to take some other people's lives. I want you to feel hopeless. I want you to realize that there ain't no God. That's his whole deal. His whole deal is negative. Oh, he can talk you into dealing drugs if you want to, but let me tell you something about this. I watch these shows all the time. Drug Inc. and all this here, cocaine mafia. Everybody on now. Go to jail or get killed. Everybody on now. Our prisons is filled today with our young boys because they thought they could outslick the system. They thought they had a way. They thought. They sitting up in here and they fell for the old cliche, man, I got to do what I got to do. I got to get this money. Well, the only reason you got to do what you got to do is because, like I say all the time, you didn't do what you were supposed to do. Had you just done some of the things you were supposed to do, had you just stayed in that school when it didn't look right, well, if you had just formed a relationship with God and gotten rid of the I ain't gonna make it, the I'm hopelessness feeling, you wouldn't have found yourself doing something so far out the box, got you out here being in a spirit that don't even belong to you. God ain't created you to be no dope dealer or no such a thing or nothing even close to that. So see, let's get your mind right. See, let's get your mind right and understand what's going on here. You know, that's what I need. Everybody, I need everybody to get me clearly about this. This is not going to happen without a relationship with God. It will not happen for you in any shape, form, or fashion. Now, one more time, for those of you that think you're making it without him, I want you to understand something clearly. It is but because of his grace and mercy that we exist. And God is just taking care of you, looking out for you. Got some angels encamped around you until you get your mind right so he can get you where you're going. But now I want you to understand something. There's a cost and a consequence and a penalty for everything we do that's outside the will of God. That's for all of us. All of us have consequences, penalties, and everything that we got to deal with outside of the will of God. Understand that clearly. Don't get this thing twisted sideways. You understand me? So now, while we dealing and we operating, I want you to understand something that, you know, I heard a young man tell me one day, he said, Steve, you know, man, I just don't see how God looking out for me. If he would allow all these things to happen to me, I'm having such a hard time in my life. I really don't see how there's a God looking out for me. I looked at the young man. I said, let me ask you something, man. You still breathing? He said, yeah, I'm standing here talking to you. I said, you still talking? He said, yeah. I said, you're still free. He said, what you mean? I said, you ain't locked up, are you? He said, no, I'm standing here talking to you. I said, where you get them clothes from? I bought them. I said, well, you bought them with what? I bought them with money. I said, where you get the money from, young man? He He said, I got a job, Mr. Hoff. I got a job. I said, well, where you live, though? He said, I got an apartment. I said, well, where you get the apartment from? Mr. Harvey, I'm working. I got an apartment. I got a job. I said, oh, okay. Okay. So now this God ain't looking out for you thing. Finish telling me what you're telling me. Well, see, man, I'm having it real hard right now. I said, hey, man, are you hungry? Have you had lunch yet? He said, yeah, I already had lunch. Yeah. I said, oh, okay. So go on, finish telling me about this, how God ain't looking out for you. He said, and you know, man, every time I try to do something, it seemed like it go wrong for me. I said, but let me ask you something, man. I said, every time it go wrong for you, I say, somehow you survive it. He said, yeah, I survive it some kind of way, but it still be all messed up for me. I say, but you still got through it though. He said, yeah. I said, okay, man, go on, finish telling me how God ain't looking out for you. And he stopped. He said, hey, Mr. Harvey, he said, how come every time I tell you something that's going wrong, you keep telling me God looking out for me? I said, because you're still here, man. I said, see, you don't understand it. I said, you seem to think, man, that there's supposed to be, that you're supposed to skate through life, that it's all supposed to go how you want it, any kind of way. I said, man, these is the test of your faith. I said, God looking out for you the whole time. I said, every time you tell me something going wrong, you seem to turn around and tell me how you survived it. You keep telling me what ain't going right, but you keep telling me all these things you have. I said, man, so what you got to do is you got to stop looking at the what you ain't got column and start focusing on the what you do have column. Because what you do have is probably God looking out for you. I said, now the part where it's going wrong, let's think about what you're doing wrong that's making it go wrong. I said, we are all products of our decisions in our life. I said, young man, I said, get your head out of the negative column and put it in the positive column. Be grateful for the things that God done gave you, and then God will probably give you some more. But if you ain't happy with nothing he done for you, you want him to keep piling stuff on? I said, you failing the test, young man. The test is, are you grateful for where you are right now so I could give you more so we can move forward? He said, oh, man, I never even looked at it like that. I said, well, why don't you take your blessed cell phone somewhere and sit down? He said, man, I think I'm going to go on over here and let you finish talking. I said, thank you, son. Sometimes you just got to look at what you do got, folks. That's all it is, okay? You can't make it without God, y'all. You got me today? All right, let's be clear. Let's go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. Think about it every night and day. Get up on these wings and just go on and fly away. I believe I can soar. I'm looking right now at that wide open ass door. I believe I can fly.
Come on.
I believe I can fly. We want to thank God this morning for the word.
All right. Mm-hmm.
We want to thank him for all the moments of levity.
Mm-hmm. Left.
And now as we enter into a new day, the sermon today, Deacon,
all right,
is I believe I can fly.
I believe I can fly.
But the question beckons to be asked, what if you can't? Now,
that's the question.
It's a situation, not bad.
Yes, sir.
Who saw that coming?
Nobody. I believe, I said, I believe I can fly.
Right.
The question is, but what if you can't?
What if you can't?
See, if the name of the song was I Can Fly, mm-hmm. It's a more definitive statement about flight.
Yeah.
You standing on a cliff.
Yeah.
And you a bird.
Mm-hmm.
And you say to the other bird,
mm-hmm.
I can fly.
Bird, I can fly.
And take off soaring through the air.
Yeah.
Now, if you standing on a cliff and you a bird and you say, I can fly.
Mm-hmm.
And you a squirrel and you say, I can too.
Uh-uh.
You in a situation now. Got yourself in a problem. messing around listening to that bird. Bird was made to fly. Squirrels was meant to climb.
Yeah.
And so
a
on
flying
this
squirrel.
Early Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
If you say I believe I can fly.
Yeah.
The question beckons.
Yes, it
but
does.
But what if you can't?
Now you just down
Lord,
on the ground.
Lord
beckons. One more time, Pastor.
I believe I can fly.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
But the question beckons.
Mm-hmm.
But what if you can't?
Now you in something now.
Nah, you done jumped your
anyway.
Stupid tail off into that air.
Yeah.
Flapping hard as you can.
But you headed south.
Steady. Picking up speed.
Lord.
Headed to your final destination. You on your way to the ground?
Yes.
You're not going up, you're going down?
Uh-huh. Yes.
You not fitting to be long, much longer around. You fitting to be a memory? You about to be a part of the past.
Preach, Pastor, yeah. Preach.
People going to go to your funeral, and you somebody going to stand up and ask, did he say he could fly? Somebody going to say, I believe he did. But somebody going to sit up and say, I told him that the question beckons.
Yes.
Yeah.
But what if you can't? I don't believe he heard me, and he jumped anyhow.
Yes, he did.
On the way down, I could see the look on his face that flight wasn't exactly in his plans.
Mm-mm.
And there he landed.
Ain't no turning back now.
Splat.
What is it?
What's the sound? Splat. When he hit the ground.
Yes, yeah.
Oh,
fly no more.
Oh, man.
King's me.
We're back.
And all of the king's horses.
They came over there too.
The ones that couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again.
Well,
them same men came and looked on the ground and said, what happened to him?
What they say?
What happened to him?
King's men talking.
The bird said, I believe he heard me say, I can fly. And then I, on my way up, I leaned back and I heard him say, I believe I can fly too. Then I heard a squirrel say to him, the question beckons.
Y'all
but what if you can't?
Another squirrel over there trying to talk.
So as we sit here in this moment of demise.
Yes, yes.
Surely I know the king's
what
name.
Is what? The message here?
Yeah, what is the
question beckoning?
What's the moral? Yeah.
The moral of the story is Nick.
N-I-C-K.
Come on. Come on. Yeah.
Tripping.
I need an ICK on there.
Fix it. Fix it in your mind first. Yeah.
Take your time.
We got 30
Nicariah
seconds.
All right.
Can't fly any higher than the ground. That is our message today. Thank you all for coming to the jackpot joint of Jerusalem.
Yeah.
I thought that a sermon was in order this morning.
Man.
Okay.
Open the doors, church pastor.
Open the door.
What?
We might have a flyer today.
Won't you jump?
Now we jump.
Won't you jump today?
There's a comedian with a book out with that same title.
Same thing.
Jump.
But the king's
there's a comedian with a book out.
Yeah, called Jump. Yeah, Jump. Pastor.
Will.
Uh-uh.
Will.
Give me the Kingsmen again.
Slow it down.
Give me the Kingsmen. Please, give me the Kingsmen.
All the king's horses.
Yes.
And all of the king's men couldn't nail one of them. Put his ass back together again. Splat!
What happened to him? What happened?
What in the world happened to him?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Happy Valentine's Day. Today is Valentine's Day, the day of love.
Yeah, it is.
Love.
It's all about love today. All about love. Love, what are the haters going to do?
Hey, if you are, if you're in a little love situation, you need a little advice of a guy that has blown it so many times.
69, we know for sure.
69, four times. Call me if you need some advice on this Valentine's Day. Okay. Maybe you're stuck. Maybe you want out. Maybe you're thinking about staying, how to make it work, how to win one over, fellas.
What if they're going to propose today, Steve?
I didn't ask you that.
A lot of people do, though.
Yeah, but that ain't what we're talking about.
We ain't talking about love.
What is that tone about?
It's that tone. It's just that tone.
I believe I can fly, but what if you can't?
877-29-STEVE. Uncle Steve and I are here to help you.
No, you're not giving out
no
love
one
advice.
Wants to hear your advice.
Why don't you fix your voice?
Thinking about you for quite a while.
All right, questions for the love doctor.
DL.
DL, Dr. Yeah. Love.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, really? I said Dr. Love. I tried to help you out.
You mean LD? You mean LD? Uh-huh. Not right now.
So ungodly. He believed he could fly.
But what if he can't?
What if he can't?
The question beckons, is, what if he
can't? Let's go to line 8 and talk to Andrew.
Hey, Andrew.
You doing, Steve? How you doing?
Hey, man, what's happening?
I'm all right. Yeah. Well, I've been with my girl now for about 3 years.
Yeah.
We kind of doing a long-distance relationship thing. She's all the way in Michigan right now, and she's in medical school, so we being patient, trying to work things out.
Where you at?
I'm in D.C. right now.
All right.
Yeah. And I started putting money aside for a ring, and something came up, an investment opportunity. It gave me an opportunity to start my own business. So I put all that money for the ring and everything. I put it in into this house, and we started to flip it, and it's going well right now. And I'm trying to figure out ways that I could figure out how I can get some more money right now, because I really love her and I want to be with her, and I want to propose to her this year. So I'm trying to figure out a way to do that. So yeah.
Well, honesty is gonna go a long way in this case.
Really?
Excuse me. What was that?
Honesty.
No lying at all.
This is not the time for lying.
What?
So, no, there's a time for lying, but this ain't it. Honesty could go a long way. I think if you set her down and told her exactly how you feel, what you have been doing, and what you did, and why you did it, because you made the investment because you're trying to shore up your financial future for your wife. If you tell a woman that, they'll get it. But I really love you, and I want to marry you. I want to propose to you. But all the money I was saving for the wedding, you know, I made this investment into our future. Now, they going to want the ring instead, but at least that's a good way to go. And then you could say, what could we do in the meantime until I get the money right till I could give you the ring that you really deserve? So could we do anything that would be satisfactory to you, that would be a proper ring that we could go on and make this thing a lot more solid? That's the
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up next, at the top of the hour, on this Valentine's Day, the Day of Love, we'll have more love calls for the love doctor, Steve Harvey.
Just there for today.
Just for today. Tommy was talking about he just wanted to jump in on that last call.
Nobody want love advice from you.
No advice.
Very helpful now. I'm very helpful.
No advice. Love, money, nothing. Decision making, child rearing,
and also,
nothing.
Miss Anna's going to be here with our national news. National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. You guys hear about this? He resigned overnight after questions about his conversations with the Russian ambassador. So get ready for a nephew Tommy's Run That Prank Back as well. So we got a power-packed hour and show.
Freedom papers.
Black History Month.
Gotta have your freedom papers.
Play too.
Love ain't just black.
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Domingo.
Yeah, this is him speaking.
Hi, Domingo. My name is Scott. I'm calling from FPI. Wanted to give you a call about actually using our services. If I think you'll actually like it. The FPI would definitely like to get you on board.
FPI? What is this?
FPI is Freedom Papers Incorporated. Freedom Papers Incorporated. What we do is we actually make sure you get freedom papers. You can purchase them from us. And what I can do is I can get you freedom papers for you and every individual at your home for roughly $800 or under.
What are freedom papers?
Well, actually, what this is, are you familiar with the, like, say if you are an alien from another country and you need a green card to be here? Are you familiar with that?
Yes.
Okay. So what goes on with Freedom Papers Incorporated is when you sign and get freedom papers from us, what it does is it's people who are African American. Our papers let them know that you're actually a free person in this country.
Hold. I've been free.
I'm sorry?
Ain't no slavery going on. What are you talking about? Freedom. I'm free.
Well, you may be, but you have to actually show paperwork for that.
When did they start it?
Sir, this is all over the news. You have to have freedom papers. Within the next 6 months, every African-American person is going to have freedom papers and have them on the, you know, it's like keeping a driver's license or a checkbook or something. You're going to have your freedom papers on you.
That's some. I'm free. I'm not about to pay no money when I'm already free.
Okay, but sir, you're gonna need paperwork to show your freedom. And you don't? Do you have any freedom papers at this point right now?
No, because I don't need freedom. I'm free,
sir. I don't think you quite understand. Do you understand that you could possibly, if you're caught without your freedom papers, you could be taken into captive and actually have to work for so many years in order, and then later on you might get your freedom. But right now, right here, if you buy freedom papers from me, I can fix it where you don't go through that. You can actually get separated from your family, sir.
I'm not going by. Where are they going to send me to? Where are they going to deport me to Africa? I ain't never been there.
No, you're not going to Africa. You could be actually here in the United States working on a particular farm of with a lot of people who don't have their papers. If you haven't gotten this news, I do apologize, but within the next 6 months, you're going to need freedom papers.
Who the f*** are you anyway?
Sir, like I said before, I'm Scott with FBI.
I ain't heard no about no FBI.
Sir, it's FBI. It's Freedom Papers Incorporated.
I don't give a f*** what it is. I'm not about to pay no money to be free.
Sir, you have to have paperwork on you to show that you are a free citizen of the United States.
Hold the f***. How you get my number anyway?
Sir, we have a list of numbers of people that we don't think have their freedom papers, and your name actually popped up here in our database. So
Domingo,
you're not...
Ain't pop up on...
Okay, sir.
I'm trying to get my number.
Sir, we have a database here of people who we don't think have their freedom papers. Your name is actually here. After talking to you, it seems like you don't have your freedom papers, and we want to make sure you get them. We're letting you know it's $200 per person to get these actual papers.
So you telling me you got a database and you just calling black people all around the country?
Well, no, sir. What we're doing is we're calling African Americans and letting them know that they can actually buy freedom papers from us, so they don't have to be if they ever get captured. Then what can happen is that they can show their papers and not have to deal with the problems that
ain't
come.
Ain't nobody gonna buy that. We already free. You gonna have a whole bunch of runaway because we ain't paying. I'm not paying. They might, but I'm not paying.
Sure, you're going to have your freedom papers on you at all times. That's going to be the law within the next 6 months. So what I'm trying to do is actually sell you freedom papers so you'll understand that you have everything that you need. You have your driver's license. You have your freedom papers and whatever else that you carry on you. You have
you must be out your mind. Call me on my phone this Sunday. What's wrong with you, freedom papers? My I ain't getting who are you?
I'm Scott, sir. I'm an associate here at FBI.
I ain't heard about that FBI. You just want a check from me? Think I'm about to send you some damn money? Y'all can kiss my
Sir, I understand you, but what you got to understand is within the next 6 months, you're going to need these papers.
Well, they going to have to catch my I ain't paying.
Okay, sir, don't you want to be free?
I am free. Everybody's free. We got a black president. He's going to have to get freedom papers. I buy from you. Kiss my
sir, you're going to have to pay for these papers one way or the other, okay? I'm trying to, I gave you a call. I tried to be nice to you. I'm letting you know now, you're going to have to pay for your freedom.
I'm not paying for
sir, everyone will be captured if they do not have freedom papers.
You, tell you right now, come catch me.
Sir, you're going to get captured when you least expect it, sir. You're going to get captured when you least expect it.
I'm going to be your Kunta Kinte. Y'all gonna have to catch me, because I ain't paying. I didn't look this up on the computer right now. I can't find the scam trying to get my money and
are you on the computer?
Yeah, I Googled this.
Okay, can I tell you one more thing? Can I get you to Google something else?
What the is this?
Put in NEPHEW.
All right.
TOMMY.
All right, that's some nephew comment.
This is Nephew Tommy, man, for the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife, Marissa, got me to prank phone call you.
Man, y'all had me. I was about to say, it's free already. I'll be. You about to get played it.
As long as you all right, man. I got to ask you one more thing, though. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show with Nephew Tommy. You fool.
Keeping it stupid all day long.
I'm proud of you.
That's all what day
you do.
Long.
That's what you do.
Gonna be stupid tonight. West Palm Beach, Florida, baby. I'm at the Improv. Valentine's night. One night only. One show only. 7 o'clock. Tickets on sale and they almost gone. The nephew is coming to town tonight. One night only. There it is.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. All right, we're going to go back to the phones with more questions for the Love Doctor. But first, we got to get to Miss Ann, Steve. Introduce her.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Everybody, this is Ann Tripp with the news. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Okay. And happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Okay, President Trump's got no love. In fact, he's got the help wanted sign out because National Security Advisor Michael Flynn has resigned. Michael Flynn was accused of discussing the sanctions that President Obama put on the Russians with the Kremlin before President Trump was inaugurated and while Flynn was still then a private citizen back in December. And that's against the law. That's against the law. Private citizens cannot negotiate foreign policy for this country. He initially denied doing it, and he said this, and he said that, but he didn't actually say that. But anyway, he submitted his resignation letter last night. So yeah, Michael Flynn is out, and they need a new national security advisor. President Trump, meanwhile, met with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau yesterday at the White House. Afterwards, they held a joint news conference with the president, reaffirming the importance of good relations with our neighbor to the north.
We should coordinate closely, and we will coordinate closely to protect jobs in our hemisphere.
Relations with the U.S. are crucial to Canada, since more than 75% of Canada's exports come to the U.S. And the two men do nevertheless have very different views of things. I mean, Trudeau's in support of free trade. He's welcomed some 40,000 Syrian refugees, while Trump's administration, you know, is protectionist. And when it comes to trade policy, he wants to keep certain refugees and certain immigrants from entering the U.S. for a while. But they seemed to get along, and everything was very, very cordial. Oh, the name Jerry Sandusky is in the news again, this time.
I heard about this.
One of his six adopted children, an adopted son, has been arrested on multiple sex offense charges involving children. 41-year-old Jeffrey Sandusky is charged with 14 counts, including the criminal solicitation of minors. His father, Jerry Sandusky, you know, that's the former football coach at Penn State. He is serving time in prison, 30 years, for the sexual abuse of 10 boys. Okay, this is horrible. This is hard for me to even read. The Jackson family matriarch Catherine Jackson has been granted a restraining order against a nephew on her ex-husband Joe Jackson's side of the family. According to court documents filed in L.A. Superior Court, Catherine says she's afraid of her 52-year-old nephew, Trent Lamar Jackson, who's worked as her driver. The mother of the famous family accuses Trent of bullying her. She says she has to hide in a closet in order to speak to her children freely, and that she's afraid that Trent may be using her credit cards and other financial information for his personal gain. She also wants him off the Jackson estate. This is very, very sad and scary. She wants him out of the guest house. Right now, he has to stay at least 100 feet away from Catherine Jackson. A court hearing on this matter. Somebody needs to take Mama home and keep her with them until this is straightened out or whatever to make sure she's safe. Anyway, according to Madison.
They better not tell
you.
Mess around, nephew be missing.
Okay. Anyway, close to
creek bed somewhere in South Carolina. I'm suggesting some things. She's not going to jump on my mama, dog.
No, you can't do that.
Yeah,
you ain't whooping ass.
Steve, be a good boy. Stop.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Oh, of course. Too. This is something going on in California. Close to 200,000 people still evacuated from towns below the massive dam in Oroville, California. However, while the water levels are receding in Lake Oroville, which keeps them from spilling over the dam's emergency spillway, it's still unclear when residents are going to be allowed to go back to their homes. And today, of course, is National Frederick Douglass Day, National Call-In Single Day, National Condom Day. What? And of course, of course, it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
When I say I'm in love, you best believe I'm in love, L-U-V.
That's right, baby. Now back to Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I love Miss Ann. She's so cute.
Thank you, Miss Ann.
Where's Tito and Jermaine?
I know.
I don't understand.
Your mama, though?
Get them instruments and let's get to work, Jack.
Okay.
You ain't going to do nothing to my mama, though.
No.
Nothing.
How old I get. My mama been gone 20 years. You can't even talk about her. If you talk about my mother and I hear you.
We jumping on you.
We immediately addresses this. And you need to get me to understand that this was an accident or something. Something, dog.
Yeah.
Because ain't nothing for you but ass whooping.
All right, love doctor, you want to switch gears now?
Fighting the love.
All right, let's go to the phones. If you have questions for the love doctor on this Valentine's Day, call us 877-29-STEVE. Let's go to line 6 and talk to Brian out of Maryland.
Brian?
Hey, Steve. Good morning.
Hey, man. What's happening?
Not much, man. I'm trying to make things right with my girl. We had a little altercation. She told me to text her aunt out of her phone. I seen a number I didn't recognize. Looked at it. Seeing that it said baby and stuff like that. And I was drinking tonight, not realizing that was my work phone. It just went downhill from there.
Okay, hold up, dog. A lot of information missing in this story.
Yeah. It's a long story. I know we don't have a lot of time.
I got that. But let me ask you something. She wants you to take her aunt's number out your phone.
No. Her phone. She gave me her phone to text her aunt our new address to come to the house.
Okay.
So in doing that, I seen his number, and I clicked on it, and I seen baby and stuff like that. But I was drinking that night, Steve, not realizing that this was my work number.
But I see what he's saying.
It was her talking to you.
Yeah. Somebody help me understand.
What he's saying, Steve, is that he in her phone, it was his work number in that phone, and she was talking to him saying baby, but he said he was drinking, so he didn't know, he didn't recognize that was his work number.
He didn't know his own. Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
How drunk was he?
Yeah. He was messing around, and it was his text messages.
Oh, so you done accused your girl?
Yeah.
Okay, ooh, dog, don't this seem like an easy fix?
It ain't that easy. Because
he was cussing me.
So let me tell you what you did. You done went way out of bounds when you found this text. Huh?
Yes.
Yeah, you went hard left, and now you can't get back over to the right.
Exactly. I tried to put the blinker on and everything.
Oh, I see.
With the blinker.
Oh, I see. I see what happened. All right, dog. Hang on, man. I'll help you out.
Quit reading and drinking at the same time and don't add up. I'm trying to tell you. You can't text, drink, and read. You got to pick one. Which one are you going
to
do?
Talking to somebody who drank.
Hey, pick one.
Speaking from experience.
Talking to somebody who drank. We must let him talk on this one.
Text, drink, and read. You can't do it. It ain't going to come out right. I'm telling you. Stop.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up next, yes, it is Valentine's Day. We still have Brian on the line. He's on hold. Brian wrongly accused his girl of cheating because he was drunk and reading text messages. We'll get to him right after this with the love doctor, Steve Harvey.
Yeah, boogie.
Questions for the love doctor on this Valentine's Day. Let's go back to line 6 with Brian.
Hey, ooh. Brian.
Ooh, Brian.
B.
Yes.
Okay, so let me help you out a little bit, man. So you read a text, but it was your work number. You thought it was from another guy.
Exactly.
So you snapped and went off.
Yes.
Did you do this while you was drunk?
No. I waited after the party.
Okay, so you weren't drunk?
Not drunk, no.
Okay, so you were in your right mind when you called all these names?
Yes.
Okay, now.
You should have said you was drunk.
Yeah.
So, so now, what you done is you done said some stuff to her that's been like pretty vile.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay, Uncle Steve, we know the one word you can't say. Trust, please say he didn't say that one.
Oh, no, he said it.
God.
No, he said it. If he hadn't said that,
we wouldn't
even
be talking
about it. I mean, she was all kinds of so-and-sos when you got through. Is that what you're saying, B?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. See, you messed up, though. Oh.
Can he fix it, Steve?
Yeah, he can fix it, but it's a crawl back process.
You better get to the mall.
You got to shower her. You got to start over. How long y'all been dating, B?
3 years.
Yeah, man, you got to start over. So this is Valentine's Day. What'd you do for her today?
Well, she worked at night, so last night I just left some roses, candles, balloons, and a couple gifts on the bed for when she came back. Because I'm not sleeping in the room right now.
Hell no, you ain't sleeping.
You told your ass.
But they still in the same house.
Yeah.
Well, he can work it out if they're in the same house.
She still loves
Okay,
him.
So, but I thought it was a long-distance relationship.
No. That was the call earlier.
That was the call before.
Come on, Brian. You got to listen to the show, Brian.
Thank you for helping me out,
Brian.
This dude, he's on point when he's sober. I love it.
You got a chance to come back. You're in the same house. We got a chance. How long ago did this happen?
Less than a week ago.
Oh, yeah. You got a chance. But now, let me explain something to you, B. It's going to have to be a constant shower of affection. an array of apologies. One ain't gonna get it.
Mm-hmm.
The thought of someone else with the love of my life was too much for me to bear. And I thought I was actually losing you to another man.
That's pretty damn good, right?
That's good.
And I struck out and I fired off in ways that really ain't me. But if you thought you were losing the love of your life, that everything you ever hoped and dreamed of was walking out the door, what would be your reaction? Mm. I'm sorry. Please don't leave me. You're the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. And that's got to be consistent, man.
Mm. Yeah.
Look at 69.
Consistent.
69 is cold, boy.
Yeah.
That's good, that boy, that, Steve. That's good.
Deep, that,
that's good.
What you just said, that's deep.
Ooh,
that's
it.
Good, Brian.
You got one thing he left off of there, though.
I definitely appreciate that.
What did he mean? And more gifts, Brian. More gifts. Keep the gifts coming.
Yeah, you got to show out, B. You got to start over, though. But you can get her back, though, dog.
Do all this sober. Don't do that no more.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. It's here today. So, Steve, you're taking love calls, giving love advice as the love doctor to our callers, 877-29-STEVE. We'll take some more after this. All right, Steve, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to line 8. Let's go to Mac, who is from Arkansas.
Mac. Mac.
What are you doing,
Mac?
All right. Okay. Let's go to line 4. Talk to Chris out of L.A.
Chris?
Hello?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, Steve?
Hey, nothing. What's up? You in a long-distance relationship?
Nah, brother.
All right, just want to get that clear. That
it's long-distance if you call a mile and a half. Me and my wife been separated since the day after Thanksgiving, brother. Aww. And I just don't know how much more I could take, brother. She's been mean, Steve. Mean.
Well, it usually ain't mean for no reason, so.
Yeah. I think she mean because she take out her mama.
Okay. That's
why
she
ain't.
Too.
That's why y'all.
But what did you do, Chris?
I ain't did nothing, Steve. I've been spoiling her for years, brother. I think she got this job, man, and it's just been for the past 3 years she been turning meaner and meaner and meaner.
She make more money than you?
Nah.
Is the job stressful?
Yeah, I believe it is. I truly believe it is. Like they had a couple of deaths out there the other day. They had explosion, so. I know that kind of took a toll on her, but I've been trying to be there for her, you know.
So come on, man. She got a job. Y'all been separated since Thanksgiving. Okay.
Right.
Chris, what you not telling me?
I'm telling you everything, Steve. Like, I try to love her, you know, and I'm trying to work through the separation. We went to counseling, man, and she netted up a couple hours after counseling. So I don't know.
Okay, so y'all went to counseling because you all were having what problem?
Because I left because she's been being mean.
Uh-oh. You left.
I left.
She was. You left.
Right.
So the separation was caused by you?
Yeah.
Okay, so now, what you want her to do?
Be nice. I love my wife, Steve, but, I can't deal with it. I'm old school. You know, I got a woman had to know a woman's place, you know?
Oh.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
That's why right here. That's why you by yourself.
That's where we got a problem at. Chris, there we go. You just keep talking. Woman ought to know her place.
What?
Chris?
The Bible says that a woman should be submissive to her husband. I mean, it's plain and simple, black and white, brother.
It right. also says treat what? Your wife as Christ treated the church.
She can't wear the pants.
Love.
Mm. Shirley, tell him the other Bible.
It also says, you know, love your wife as Christ loved the church. And you know, we know how much Christ loved the church.
Right. And I loved my wife. My wife became my wife before we spent the $10,000 on the wedding. You know what I mean? So it's, I love her.
Chris, I'm struggling with you, but I'm struggling. It's Valentine's.
Chris, you got this Bible verse, man. This Bible verse got you over there by yourself.
Man.
God, you better know your place.
Man, hang on. Hang on. We coming back with you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, he is a good man with trust issues. That is the subject of the strawberry letter. He's a good man with trust issues, okay?
Well, and we got more than that on the phone. What's his name, Chris?
Chris.
Yeah, we were just talking to Chris.
Chris, let me talk to Chris right quick. Chris?
Line 4.
Chris?
Yeah, I'm here.
You know, man, Chris, how old are you?
41.
How old is your wife?
28.
Oh.
What? What the hell is going on? When you are. Have you read that Bible verse to her, Chris?
Yes, Steve, we both know the Bible very well, bro.
Well.
Listen,
did
hold on. Hold on for a second, Steve. Hold on. I don't want you to think that I'm trying to be chauvinistic when I said that.
Oh, okay. Well, let me ask you this. Well,
come on, Steve. Take your time now.
What is? Yeah, I know you're saying you're trying not to be, but how you think this sound?
I get that.
Okay. Okay. Give me an example, Chris, of her not staying in her place.
Just running around, you know, everything we do is what she wants to do. You know what I mean? And if I don't do it, then it's pretty much an attitude. She gets mad at me because the curtains is brown when she think they should be blue. You know what I mean? Like, that just don't fly, brother. You know?
Well, let me ask like you a question. Cause,
you got the wrong word.
You
picking
the
wrong
word. Yeah, bro. You saying words that's antagonistic.
Forget chauvinistic.
Okay, so listen to me. I got you just using the curtains as an analogy. Who decorates the house?
She does.
Right. Do you have say so in it?
Yeah.
Okay. And you think you had a right to have say so in it?
Yes, I pay bills there.
Okay. Let me give you some advice my daddy gave me.
Come on. This is real time.
My daddy said, son, you got one job. Your job is to provide a home.
Yes. Right.
I mean, your job is to provide a house. Her job is to make it a home.
Right.
You interfering with the home-making process.
Okay.
See, you got all these rules about her staying in her place, but your ass ain't in your place.
What the Bible say about that?
See, you got to understand something. You are dealing with a woman. I don't care if she's 28, 48, 58, 78. They women, dog. They women. Now, until you learn how to treat a woman, you forever going to have a problem. She mean because she tired of you. She just tired of you. And you ain't finna get this little young, fine thing back like that. Because she over there by herself just at least being able to do what she want to do. Because there's so much pushback from her man. Why do you fight her on every little thing she want to do?
I don't, Steve. I promise you I don't, brother. I don't.
Okay, so let me ask you this. What is the big move that you went in the house and asked her to do that she didn't want to do? Because that didn't happen.
It was that I got my arm. She hid my wallet, so I couldn't go anywhere because she had to work on Thanksgiving night. I didn't plan on going anywhere anyway. And she just hid my wallet just to be spiteful because she didn't want me to go anywhere. I just wanted to go to the store.
Okay.
And that was just enough for me. I like it. The meanness had been going on for months, brother, so I just decided, you know, maybe we need a separation, you know?
Yeah, so you left.
Because when it gets to the point, Steve, where you feel like you want to put your hands on them, it's time to separate.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely time to do that. But let me ask you something. But you left, though.
Right.
Now you want her back.
No, not in this. I love my wife, so we want each other back. You know what I mean? It's just that I'm not sure if going back is the right thing now, you know?
Okay, so this ain't about she won't take you back. You don't want to go back.
I do want to go back, Steve, because I love my wife.
Right, but you want it your way or the highway?
Not necessarily. It's always been her way. I give her way. All I want her to do is be nice. If she can have her way, be nice. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, good.
Can you fix this?
Mm-mm.
No. Have you given up, Steve?
Yeah, because Chris
love
ain't
Dr.
being
Harvey.
Forthright. Yeah, because Chris just ain't being forthright. They are usually mean for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, Chris, they ain't just mad for no reason. And the thing you think they mad about is usually way deeper than that. And right. How long y'all been married? Watch this here. Got it. I got it now. How long y'all been married?
A year and a half.
A year and a half.
Since 2011.
Okay. Let me ask you something. When you first got married, was she mean?
Yes.
What the hell?
Okay, well then. Okay. So here we go. Bing, 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 bing. I told you it was coming to me. She was mean before you got married. And you thought if you got married, what would change?
It was going to help it. You know, I thought that was part of the problem of her being mean.
No, sir. Minister told me one time, when you get married, whoever you marry and however you get married, the only thing that changes after the wedding day is the appearance of your left hand, third finger. Mm-hmm. If y'all wasn't cool back then, y'all ain't going to be cool now. If she was mean then, she gonna be mean the day after the wedding. The next damn day. You ain't even got to wonder. So, bruh, you done messed around and married yourself a mean woman. Now, the reason you married the mean woman is because she young and fine.
No.
Uh-oh.
She ugly.
I married her
because of her. Let's go back. Okay, so you married an ugly woman.
I am mean,
Chris.
Now my wife is gorgeous, brother.
Right. She young and fine. That's why you tolerated the meanness. Oh, yeah. See, now you're talking about something we all know about. Right. So now, Chris.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say to your ass.
I mean, it is what it is, brother.
Yeah, I know. Bye, Chris. Have a nice day, man. Hey, man, happy Valentine's Day.
By yourself.
Oh, Chris.
Yeah, yeah, Chris, because Kristen left out way too much damage.
Yeah.
She a mile and a half down the street.
She's down the street.
She's down the street.
Wow.
Here's going to be at his mama, huh?
Okay.
All right. Man, we'll take a nothing.
All right, we got line 6, Jasmine out of Florida.
Jasmine?
Good morning.
Jasmine. You're
morning,
so
team.
Heavy on my mind. Like a flower that grows amidst the rose. Jasmine, you're always on my mind. Maybe I didn't hold.
What'd you say, Jazz?
I said, don't make me cry this morning. I needed that.
I know. Aww. All right, Jasmine, so what's going on?
Well, me and my boyfriend, we've been together for almost 5 years now. Everything seemed like it was going great. You know, we
how
have all the ups and downs, but
how old is he?
He's 27 and I'm 25. 27.
You're 25. All right, go ahead.
I started feeling some mistrust lately. He picked up extra hours at work, so I'm barely seeing him now. But I kind of felt like it was more to it that was going on, so I finally got him to tell me that he ended up running into a female that he used to like a while ago. This was before my time when he knew about her, but he never used to date her or anything. But now I'm like, okay, you ran into this female, and I'm seeing less of you. Is it more to it? He's telling me I have nothing to worry about and everything else, but it just seemed like everything is just excuses around it. When I try to ask him about it, all I get back is excuses and argument.
Why did he tell you?
Thank you.
He had ran up into an old girlfriend. Why did he tell you that?
Well, it wasn't an old girlfriend. He claimed he never dated her, but he told me because he knew I felt like I knew something more was going on. When I was asking him about it, he didn't tell me right then and there. It took him a couple of days to finally tell me. But I felt like more to it, and so I guess he always said that we would always be honest with each other. So yeah. I guess that was why.
Is his daddy in his life?
No, his parents. Yeah.
See, your daddy would have taught you this.
Yeah.
I can always tell when a daddy in your life. We would always be honest with each other. But see, what he did in his honesty was also an admission. The reason you're not seeing me as much, and we feeling kind of distant, because I done ran up into this girl that I used to like. It don't make no sense to say that. Unless the two is tied together with your lack of seeing him. You understand? Mm-hmm. So now what you have to do is you have to trust your intuition because it works. What is your intuition telling you?
I feel like he's lying. I feel like everything is a lie, but he's telling me that he wants me and only me and it's only us, but I don't feel it.
Well, make him prove it until you feel it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Buckle up, hold on tight. We got it for you, Strawberry Letter.
Subject, he's a good man with trust issues. Dear Stephen Shirley, I have been in my relationship for 10 years. We have a daughter together, and for the most part, you'd think all is well. We both have hurt each other in the past, and we forgave each other. Now, I trust him, but he doesn't trust me. For example, I am not allowed to be on social media, and when I go out, he makes it hard for me to leave the house. He always wants to go out with me, or he tries to alter my plans. I don't have any friends now because he wants us to share friends, so I can't develop any friendships on my own. I still respect him, but I don't care about this relationship anymore. When we do have sex a couple of times a week, I don't want it. I want to pack up and go, but financially, I can't. We share the car note payments, and I have to consider my daughter. I care about how my family ends up, but I want to go so bad. Don't get me wrong, he is a good man, just not for me. What should I do? You have to go if you want to go. I mean, you will only be getting away from a controlling, manipulative man. I mean, it's no way to live. You don't have any friends right now. You can't be on social media, et cetera, the things that are important to you. You said you guys hurt each other in the past. I'm thinking you didn't say it, but that means you guys cheated. You said you forgave each other. Well, that's what you think. You may have forgiven him for whatever happened. Again, I'm assuming it was cheating, but he certainly is still holding a grudge and not forgiving you. And that's what he's using to control you. I mean, when you say things like, I am not allowed, that means control. He's controlling you if you're not allowed, because he doesn't allow you to do certain things. You have a daughter. You got to set an example for your child in this. So my advice to you would be to get some sort of part-time job, some sort of extra income coming in. So you won't have to be dependent upon him financially, because that seems to be a major problem with you. You can't leave because, you know, he holds the purse strings. So if you want to be out from under all of that, get yourself, some more streams of income. And that way you can leave since you don't want to be there. Steve?
Well, All right, then.
Since you
see,
insist.
I see the letter a little bit different than you, Shirley.
Okay.
I've been in my relationship for 10 years. Y'all ain't married. We have a daughter together, and for the most part, you think all is well. I don't right there. You've been in a relationship for 10 years. Where this going? We have both hurt each other in the past, and we forgave each other. Forgiving somebody don't mean you forget. And when you say you both hurted each other, you both cheated. Right. But I can tell in this letter, you cheated last. See?
Mm-hmm.
He cheated first. You retaliated. And you cheated last. Thus, his behavior. Because I know men. Now I trust him, but he does not trust me. Uh-oh. See, you hear that little line in there? Because mm-hmm. you've had more time to forgive him than you went and done it on him. He ain't had as much time. You said you're sorry, you want to move on. He ain't. For example, I'm not allowed to be on social media because when you was on social media, you were sleeping with the dude on social media. I'm just telling you. And when I go out, he makes it hard for me to leave the house. Because the last time you left the house to sleep with the dude that you met on social media. He always wants to go out with me, and he tries to alter my plans. He got to go out with you because last time he let you go out by yourself, you slept with the dude that you met on social media. I don't have any friends now because he wants us to share friends. The reason you ain't got no friends is because you said you had friended him on Facebook. And then when you went out with the man that you met on Facebook that you friended and you slept with him. And now he's scared to let you go out because every time you leave the house is to see your friend that you friended on Facebook, which is on social media. So I can't develop any friendships on my own. No, you cannot because you end up sleeping with them.
Really?
See, this is how I read the letter.
Uh-huh.
I still respect him, but I don't care about this relationship anymore. Okay. Now Shirley got this part right. This over with.
Hey.
This over with. Bamusa. Bamimos, Andale, Arrivederci, Cha, Bella, Ayuda. When we do have sex a couple times a week, I don't want it.
Why do you say it like that?
When we do have sex a couple times a week, I don't want it.
Uh-huh.
I want to pack up and go, but financially I can't.
Right.
Yes, you can. You just don't want to live at the same lifestyle you at now. You can leave. Now, you just be walking into one room from now. There will be no corner turning. You leave them car keys over there, too, because your ass is on the bus.
Twice a week, though. They're doing it twice a week.
I'll be back. Tell you what I want.
Okay.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. We are in the middle of this strawberry letter subject. He's a good man with trust issues. Part two of Steve's response coming up.
Yeah, we got at the end of this damn letter.
All right, he's a good man with trust issues. Lady wrote in, she's been in a relationship for 10 years. They have a daughter together. We pretty much surmise that they both cheated on each other. She says they trust each other.
No, they don't.
She trusts him, but he doesn't trust her.
No, nobody trusts nobody in this relationship. Mm-hmm.
That's what she said.
She trusts him. She's sick of him.
Ooh, she's sick of him.
He controlling cause she done messed up. He done messed up. You know, it's over. When we do have sex a couple times a week, I don't want it.
Wait, Tommy says that's real good, though.
Why are we talking, Tommy? I want to pack up and go, but financially I can't. We share the car note payments, and I have to consider my daughter. Well, let's look at this.
Okay.
If you share the car note payments, ain't had the car yours?
Mm.
But you
get over there and sit on the steering wheel side and drive your half off.
You can't drive half a car.
You over there on the steering wheel side. Mm. Drive off. If you that miserable. I mean, then she say, I care about how my family ends up, but I want to go so bad. You don't have a family. Y'all just got a daughter together. Y'all ain't married. You ain't even got to get a divorce. You ain't even got to get separation. You can just drive off. Don't get me wrong. He's a good man, just not for me. Okay, well, bye. That's it. That's it. Get back on social media. Befriend your friend. Go back out with him and see if he wants you now. Because you may be not wanting this sex because you might think that the dude that you went out with on social media wants you. But it's real easy to find out. Because I'm pretty sure he got somebody somewhere too. So why don't you call him up and find out if he really wants you? Why are you making up all these, I want to go so bad, but financially I can't. Find out if the dude that you slept with is willing to help you and your daughter with a place to stay or move in with him and have a relationship. Mm-hmm. Why don't you just find that out? Then you might not be in as bad a financial shape as you think.
Grass is greener. Mm.
But you don't want this man. He's a good man, just not for me. So why are we together? Bye. Stop wasting time. You're sleeping with a man and you don't even want to sleep with him.
Twice a week.
Oh, hell, here he comes.
Twice a week.
Hell he comes. What he want? I know what he want. Look at him.
Hurry up.
That's terrible.
How long you going to be?
All right.
Nails is still wet.
Happy Valentine's Day.
What kind of love?
We have more phone calls, Steve. 877-29-STEVE. Call us if you want to talk to the love doctor for some love advice this morning. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Happy Valentine's.
Yeah. Happy Valentine's
Day. Sherilyn Caller. Happy Valentine's.
Thank you, nephew.
Thank you, nephew.
Steve, Tommy, and Junior, happy Valentine's Day to you.
Well, thank you.
And Carla, happy Valentine's Day to you.
Thank you, my sister. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
What y'all going to do tonight, Sherilyn and Carla?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know.
They have husbands. They have husbands, Tommy.
I know.
When you heard me, you saw me over here dancing. Hey.
Well, I made reservations.
Oh, we know you ain't cooked the damn thing. That man finna eat.
Anyway. So we're going to take phone calls, as I was saying, for Steve as the love doctor today. 877-29-STEVE. Had some interesting ones so far.
Yeah, some crazy calls.
Yeah.
Chris, though.
What?
Woman should know her place now.
Better than these place women.
What'd you do to get to me? What would you say?
Without a dope beat, step two.
All right. Happy Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phones. People are on the line. They have questions for the love doctor, Steve Harvey. Let's go to line 7 and talk to Duran out of New York.
Duran.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, man. What's going on with you, Duran? Tell me about it.
Not much, man. Real, I know you ain't got much time. I'm with a girl now that I love. About almost a year it's been. We both have kids, so there's kids involved in the situation. The thing is, I'm basically going through what a single mother would go through. In November, I've gotten custody of my son. So I have primary residential custody. And it seems like his mother is doing everything that she could do basically to make my life hell.
Yeah.
They
good at it too, though.
And I don't understand, like, but the thing is, you know, she doesn't really do anything for him. So everything is based on me, and I make every decision, you know, I need to take care of as far as my son as well as myself. Now, the situation is me and my girlfriend, you know, we're great. No arguments, nothing. You know, we're making plans, goals as far as for each other and things like that. But there's always a hiccup with, as far as my son's mom, where it seems like she still wants to have some sense of control of my life and what's going on, and my girl doesn't want that. I don't want that. And I've been trying to do the best that I can as far as to not allow her to have control of our lives, to where it's starting to ruin as far as our lives, to where, you know, she slowly wants
it. Yes. It's going to be difficult because it's crazy the way family court. You've dealt with this in family court.
Mm-hmm.
Family court is very different. There's a lot of leeway in family court. It's not like regular court where you can just go in there and it's a slam dunk just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
Family court, man, allows a lot. It's crazy. I've been in that for years, man.
Mm-hmm.
And the mother gets a lot of leeway in family court. But you got to get some type of orders. You got to get some type of orders for visitation and things like that. The problem is,
I know
you have that. But they go outside of the order to do things that there is no order for.
Okay.
Like you didn't know you needed an order for harassing calls. You didn't know you needed an order for rearranging schedules at the last minute to throw a monkey wrench in a scheduling plan that you had.
Correct.
But hell have no fury like a woman scorned. The reason you're catching this is because she's also aware of the new girlfriend.
Mm.
See, once they become aware that there's the other chick, oh man, the hell knob get turned up to 10.
No, I understand that. I just don't understand, you know, because, like, at one point, you know, she, like, I know she, from dealing with her and being in a relationship with her, I know that she's a manipulator. And, you know, the last time we was at court, you know, she's explained to me, you know, she's engaged now, and that's fine. I'm glad, you know, that you're moving on with your life. I'm trying to move on with my life. But at the end of the day, it turns around, and it's like, you want to stop me from moving or doing things that I need to do as far as to take care of him. You tell me that, okay, my girl needs to step up and take care of our child. But now when she does that, then it's like, well, oh, you're taking him away from me. You're taking away my time with my son or this, that, and the third. And I just don't really know as far as the other steps to take. So where me and my girl now, she's kind of like wanting to fall back now. And not sure if she doesn't want to continue, not based off of me, just based off of my son's mother's actions.
She don't want the baby mama drama.
Correct. Neither do I.
She don't want it.
Yes.
And you know what? She don't deserve it.
She's right. Yeah.
She love you, but she ain't know all that came with you.
Mm.
So unless you find a way to deal with Brunhilde, or Tilly the Hun, then she gonna wreck this relationship and the next one too. So, I don't know if it's a joint sit down that you have to have with a mediator.
Mm-hmm.
Her fiance that probably don't really exist, and you and your girl. Do you all have battles about parenting styles?
No. I mean, there is a little different, but I know she's been around my son a lot, but I know what she means to where I don't take it out of context to where it's like, no, don't tell him that or don't talk to him like that. You know, I know where she's coming from. You know, she's West Indian, so yeah, it's a little different, but I'm okay with it. So, no, we don't bump heads with that.
Well, unless the three of you all can sit down, man, and have a real adult conversation about the child and give her the respect that she really thinks she deserves as the mother, which she does, because she is the mother. Sit down and have a heart-to-heart, and the three of you sit down, or if she really does have someone, the four of you, and say, this is how we're going to parent. I love you. I respect you. I want you to respect me. What do we got to do to make this work? What would you be happiest knowing and feeling? How do you want to be involved in your son's life? And we'll incorporate that and see if that works. That's really, other than that, man, you got to go to court, and the court is too lenient in family court. They just let the, man, they let them do what they want to do. It's hard.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Candy, Valentine's Day.
Chocolates and stuff. Okay, you want to go back to the phone, Steve? Whew. Okay, let's go to line three and talk to Rodney out of Virginia.
A lot all of men dudes, calling. Really. Can't you tell?
Yeah, Rodney. A lot of guys, it's Valentine's Day. They want to get it right.
I need help. Rodney.
Good morning, King.
Hey, what's up, oh, man?
Rodney.
Word up.
How you morning, feeling,
morning, crew. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody.
All right, too, Rodney.
What's up, Rodney?
Tell you what you got.
Well, Mr. Harvey, I finally was blessed by the Lord to bring my queen to me. Mm. After 4.5 years of going through agony and everything with an ex, I asked the Lord for what I wanted. I got on my hands and knees for 4.5 years. And he finally brought my queen to me. Mm-hmm. I won't look and she won't look him. And he brought her to me, Mr. Harvey, and the same with her. She won't look him after 4.5 years after divorce. And he brought both of us together. And like they said, don't miss your blessings. I didn't miss mine, Mr. Harvey. And I heard you talk about a place in New York where you can get the value of your ring as far as the value of it as far as the money off of it, and I wanted to do that because after they put the ring in my hand 20 years ago because they thought the grass was greener, I'm going to take that ring, go up New York to the place where you were speaking of, I'm going to trade it in, I'm going to give my queen her ring, and I'm going to come out in front of that store, and I'm going to sing Jeffrey Osborne. Right to her in the front of everybody out there. I'm going to sing the song by Jeffrey Osborne, and I'm going to love her until the day that I die.
Aww. Aww.
Dude, Rodney. People think about
I want to record that and put that on my talk show.
Let's hear him sing.
Sing a little bit now.
I have never been so much.
Come on, Rodney.
I love it.
In love before.
Yes.
What a difference.
Yes,
get it, Rodney.
A true love.
You know he had to get in it.
So right.
So
never dreamed of something here, both of them.
Feeling I had. Yeah, Mr. Harvey. I'm going to put it down in New York City.
They see never so much more.
He's still all in, Rodney. Sorry.
Still
give,
in now.
Give him a minute, Rodney.
Could see never is much more than they
gotta end
could
it, Rodney.
See.
Wow. One day, Mr. Harvey, come on your show and sing a song with
so
you.
Well, he gotta close it out, Rodney. Hold on.
Okay.
You gotta let him have this, Rodney.
That's right. Put the rub on the end of it.
Yeah, you got to.
That's where you do it.
Yeah, when you can't sing, you got to rough it up.
That's where you do it. Put the rub on the edge of it.
Yeah, over emotion.
On the edge of it.
Well, congratulations, Rodney. I'm
well, Rodney, what you can do with your ring, though, dog, is you can get it evaluated. You don't have to go to New York to get it evaluated.
Okay.
You could take it to where do you live?
Well, Mr. Harvey, I live in this slave state, the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Right. That's a description.
You live with Richmond, Virginia.
I live in this slave, just like I just said. I live in this slave state, the Commonwealth of Virginia. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I like Virginia. It's nice.
I like My it too, mama's but from hey, Virginia. It is what it is.
You said a slave.
Let's not confuse love with slavery right now.
Keep it real.
Yeah, we was going pretty good. Nick mad, so we can
Ow. No. No.
I like
Thank
Rodney.
You for calling, man. You can get your diamond
appraised.
Appraised on a local level somewhere. Why is the G store not coming to me? G. Oh. Man, it's not coming in my head. Where you take to get your diamonds, man? It's the
Just Jacob the jeweler.
No.
K Jewelers?
Boy. The place where they evaluate all diamonds, tell you what the grade is, flaws, color, clarity.
Any jewelry store?
Yeah, I was saying.
Kenny Wayne.
If you want authentic GFI certified.
Oh.
I'm saying the right initials. GFI certified.
You do all that rich stuff, huh? I don't know nothing about that. I got a brother named Kenny Wayne, can tell you exactly what it is. Everything. You go see Kenny Wayne. Kenny Wayne give you the money right there for the ring right there.
Right there. It ain't a store. Pawn shop.
Got a loop.
I need to see Kenny
Wayne. That's good for you, Rodney, though. All right. Let's see. Let's go to line.
Kenneth Wayne.
Let's go to line two. Mm-hmm. Talk to Tasha out of Virginia.
Hello.
Tasha?
Hi.
We out of time.
Yeah, we have to hold her on.
We'll come back, Tasha, right after the break.
Hold on, okay. Tasha.
She said okay.
Yeah.
Sounds sexy though, didn't she?
She did.
Love it.
It's Valentine's Day, and you are married. May I remind you? I'm talking.
I'm
to
I'm helping Junior then. That's what I'm
talking to
him. Leave me alone.
All right,
mad at us because you married.
Yeah, we'll be back to find out what's on Tasha's mind this Valentine's Day. She has a question for the Love Doctor. If you have a question, call us 877-29-STEVE. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're back. We are taking your phone calls, 877-29-STEVE. Questions of love for the Love Doctor, Steve Harvey, on this Valentine's Day, 2017. Mwah. Love in the air.
Ain't no doctor.
All right, Steve, let's go back to Tasha on line two out of Virginia. Ooh, question for
Tasha?
The Love Doctor.
Tasha.
Hi.
Okay, what can I do for you, Tasha?
Okay, so I've been married. It's coming up a year in April. And not at the top of the year, but towards the end of the year, I decided to make a career change. It did not play in my favor, and I am currently without a job. Since then, my husband has not, I consider it not made me a priority. He says things like if I ask for something, he's like, you know, I take care of the bills in the house kind of thing. And let me explain that. We're not in a position where we're pressed for money. He's an engineer. He makes very good money. But it seems like if I ask for something, it's an issue. It's like I pay the bills.
Right. Let me get it straight. You're not working right now?
Correct.
Okay. He was unhappy with the decision you made?
We discussed it prior to me making the decision because he works from Monday to Friday, and I didn't at the time. My schedule was crazy, and I wasn't coming in the house until, you know, anywhere between 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night, and he was unhappy with it. So we discussed me getting a 9-to-5. It did not play in my favor. And currently I'm looking for something 9-to-5, Monday through Friday, so that I can spend more time with my family. It was a sacrifice that we made collectively that did not play in my favor. And now...
Okay, see, listen to me. See, you keep saying that. Let me ask you something. You quit your job thinking you had the other job and it didn't come through?
Correct.
Okay. Now he mad about that?
Yes.
Okay.
In her favor.
But it was a joint decision.
Okay,
but
let me ask you a question. You quit your job before you had the job?
No, I quit the job with the confirmation of having the job, and then they had a freeze. So I'm on pause with no job. Now, I took a vacation prior to quitting my other job, and that was the end of my employment with my other employer.
What is it you trying to buy? What did you want
from the store? I'm not trying to buy anything. I don't want to buy anything, but I didn't.
That was Tommy.
I didn't get anything for Christmas, and his thing was I paid all the bills in the house. Every time, like...
Whoa.
She didn't get anything for Christmas.
So you didn't get anything for Christmas?
No, and it was I pay all the bills in the house kind of thing.
Okay, listen to me. This is his way of saying, since you did that, this is what I'm doing now. And now this has caused us some financial strife. So before I go any further in the hole, this is what I'm doing right now.
We're not in a hole.
But what I'm saying is, in his mind, it's created a fine. Because finance is big with him. Yeah. He watches every penny. He dots all the I's and crosses all the T's, don't he?
Not that guy. I'm that guy.
And watch your tone. That's the problem. Her tone is her problem. That's when she's asking for stuff.
Yeah. I agree with Tommy. Right now you're hollering at me. Yeah.
Tasha. Tommy's on her nerves. That's what
you can't be hollering and ain't got no job.
Hang on, Tasha. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. More phone calls right after this. Going back to Tasha.
Put that in every song.
If I told you about it, Lord, Cupid on this Valentine's Day. Back to the phones for the Love Doctor Valentine's Day line 2. Tasha out of Virginia.
Hey, Tasha.
Hi.
Go ahead. What situation?
I apologize for yelling. So.
Oh, is this the lady with?
With the married to the engineer.
I think my biggest concern is I just want my sweetheart back. Like, my husband, I just want my sweetheart back. Like, my husband, he'll do random acts of kindness. Like, I'll get flowers on a random day or edible arrangements or a card. And now you're not getting any of that.
See, he's tying all this to finance. You have to understand that about us. We will tie something to finance. If we feel a financial letdown, stress, or strain, we tie it to something. He's upset with you about the move you made, and until that gets corrected, here he is. Now, he's acting out something that he feels on the inside.
It was a joint decision, I thought you said, Tasha.
It don't matter.
Yeah. Oh, it does?
It wasn't really a joint decision. They talked about it.
The only
reason, I know what you're saying, sweetheart. Listen to me. I'm just giving you a different perspective how he's looking at it. It was a joint decision, but since you bought the decision, this was your idea. Now, he agreed with it. I bet he did. But now he's looking at, this is what I agreed to? Now the comfort zone that I was feeling of this two incomes is gone? Now I'm solely responsible? Well, I got to button down the hatches and tighten up the ship. Mm-hmm. I can't buy you nothing for Christmas. I'm paying all these damn bills. See, because
He didn't figure it out. And if you were the person that was dotting the I's and crossing the T's with the finances, you're not doing that anymore, because now all you're doing is asking for stuff to him.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I just think that's the way he could be. How do you really feel about it, though? Tell me that.
In regards to, like, our finances or...
Okay, okay. You really want your boyfriend back.
I want my husband to be my husband. I want him to be the man that I got married to. And it only changed after I lost my, well, I didn't lose it, but after I tried to do my switch, and my switch was for us to have more time together.
Right. Now you got the time, but there's a loss of
I got all the time.
Right. Well, see, now, I think, have you sat down with him and you all had a lengthy discussion about this?
We do, but it escalates.
It escalates into an argument about finances.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. See, so the we ain't hurting factor that you keep telling me, in his mind, we hurting. Mm.
You don't know nobody that's high.
Well, if she don't want to work, she can get a sugar daddy. You in the sugar daddy?
I need one, right?
I like Tasha.
I do too.
Ooh, y'all ain't no help.
She wants some stuff. He ain't going to buy it. Get you a sugar daddy. Let's move on. Mr. Ernest. You need a Mr. Ernest.
Yeah, my husband needs to be my sugar daddy.
That's right.
That's what that's I want. Right. That's
right.
What I want.
She's right. And you should get what
hey,
you
baby,
want,
you can Tasha. Get that. But you're going to have to sit it down, and you're going to have the conversation without it escalating. Now, how do you have the financial discussion with your husband without it escalating?
We got to go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. On this Love Day, this Valentine's Day, we have more phone calls for you. We'll get to some more. Some good ones on the board, Steve. Hopefully we'll be able to get to all of them before we get out of here. This is our last break of the day.
Yeah, we will.
All right. Valentine's Day. All morning, people have been calling. We're calling him the Love Doctor in honor of Valentine's Day, right. Steve.
I'm here.
All right. Let's go to line three. Maurice out of Florida.
Man, I love this dude's name.
Mm-hmm.
Maurice.
That used to be one of my favorites.
Maurice.
Come on.
Mo.
Yes.
What's going on, man? What? Talk to me.
Hey, morning, Mr. Harvey. How you doing, man?
I'm good, hold Maurice. On. What's happening?
Hold on right quick. I got to get out my truck, man. Got too much noise.
All right. Mm.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Harvey.
Yeah,
hey,
Maurice, talk to me.
Mr. Harvey, I got a story for you, man. It's a touching story, man. I've been married for, I've known this lady for 15 years, and I've been married to her for 14 years. And she's my first, and she's my only one. And her name is LaShawn. And
her name is what?
LaShawn.
Okay.
And about 6 years ago, man, I was on my deathbed. And I was out here working, and my body cramped up on me, and I had to get rushed to the emergency room, man. And the doctors came in and told me, they said, man, you never be alive. I said, why you say that? He said, man, your muscles shut down for your kidneys did, man. If your kidneys would have shut down for your muscles, man, you're going to be right here talking and everything. Steve, I got a sister-in-law. She's my sister's, she's my wife's sister. And she came in and she told me, and it was in my hospital room by myself and everything was talking. And she told me, she said, man, she said, I don't know what it is about you, but my sister loved the hell out of you. And since then, Steve, I just see myself with this woman forever and forever and forever and forever and forever. Because no matter if I do wrong, Steve, she's right there to put me back in place and let me know that I still love you, still want to be with you.
All right, Maurice, and so what's wrong, though?
What's wrong, Steve?
Yeah, you done messed up too many times?
Steve, if loving you is wrong, then I don't want to be right. That's all I got to say, man. That's all I got to say, man.
It's a coded story.
Yeah, Maurice. Is she? Have you caused her to distrust you because of your truck driving job?
At times, yes, Steve.
See, that Maurice, that go your problem. See, the woman come to you on your deathbed. The lady tells you this news. You love her, you love her, you love her. But you keep giving her reasons to distrust you, but you want her to stay with you. Now, dog, at one point in time, we have got to learn that women are not stupid. And that if what we want is what we want that's really real, then we got to get that one and buckle it on down. Now, it's a lot easier for me to say now because I've been in a great marriage for 10 years. But now, I ain't always been this way. But you got the right one. See, I wasn't with the right one. If you with the right one, you got to shut it down. That's the only thing I got for you, man. You got to shut it down. You already know this the one.
Once your muscle shut down here, you should have shut everything.
Tommy, you be quiet, man, because I'm mad at you, man. You haven't come back to Jacksonville yet. And I haven't, I need to know how oatmeal doing, man, because I haven't heard oatmeal in a long time. I'm mad at you about this.
Yeah. Tommy, you shut up.
Yeah.
Okay. Quiet. Know.
Are we concerned about Maurice?
If you don't shut it down, you're going to lose this girl, man.
See, I'm here to tell you right now, man, from another brother to another brother, Steve, I respect you as a man. And I respect you for telling me that. And Mr. Steve Harvey, I want you to know, man, like Bishop Edelon said, when he had the allegations against him, he said he had 5 stones that he didn't throw yet. Steve, man, I don't know how many stones you have, but, bro, you haven't thrown one yet. Hmm. And I want to tell you for standing up, man. I appreciate you, and I love you from the bottom of my heart, man. From one brother to another. And I thank you, man. I really and honestly thank you.
Appreciate you, black man. I do. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you. So thank you for saying that. I get it. Yeah. I know where you're coming from. Thank
you, you, man. Hey, you do. I you lead down, out Maurice. I read it out. Hey, look at you. What? Hey, now stay in there with your girl. Now, do what you supposed to do. Get to carry your ass to work in that truck and bring your ass back home. Already. All right, love her like you love Steve. Do that.
Oatmeal just kept the
word. Already.
Maurice, you asshole. Come on, Maurice.
Come on, Oatmeal.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.